Now, what is it that you would like to speak about?
I merely wanted to meet you, is all. It seemed rather odd to be married to someone without ever speaking to them.
You married me without speaking to me. Why does it matter now?
We are going to spend our lives together. I'd like to make that as pleasant as possible.
There is nothing pleasant here.
My husband is very cheerful, it seems. I roll my eyes, grateful he can't see my expression.
You have a nice enough house, wealth enough to do as you please. No one telling you what to do.
Don't presume to know me.
I would be happy to, if given the chance.
I have no interest in you knowing me, because I have no interest in knowing you. This is an arrangement, nothing more. All you are is a bargain that I have to live up to.
I clutch my dress over my chest, as if physically trying to shield myself from an invisible wound. What did I expect differently? What had I really been hoping for? Some great romance? The type of love in the stories young girls read isn't true. I've seen love between my father and Joyce. That is the only love that's real, and it is not something to want.
Fair enough.
Is there anything else, or are you satisfied?
I'm satisfied.
Good. I expect to have no issues from you while you are here. Heed the rules, and you will want for nothing as long as you or I walk this mortal plane. You will never have to cross my path again.
I wish I had something else to say, or a clear picture of what I wanted. But the fact is, I've never been allowed to want anything in my life. I've been told what I can and can't have for so long that whatever skill a person is born with to make those choices has been lost to me. It has withered and died from never being used.